And now it's time to get experimental. And Dave has a trick of the light in store for Ben.
For kitchen science this week, Dave has brought me into a dark room lit only by two candles. Now, Dave, this seems very backwards, especially because today's show is all about cutting-edge augmented reality technology. And you've brought me into a room that's only lit by candles. What's this about?
So what we've got here is two candles on a table, one each side of a piece of glass, which I'm holding vertically. And we're standing in front of one candle, and we can see the other one through the glass. Now, what do you think is going to happen if you blow out the front candle?
Well, the front candle itself will go out, obviously, but the glass is in the way, so the one on the other side shouldn't go out.
Give it a go.
Okay. Now, they both went out then at exactly the same time, but my breath couldn't have got round that glass. Is there some kind of trick going on, Dave?
It is a trick, and it's all to do with light. If I light the candle again...
Well, that's interesting. You've lit the front one, but it looks like they're both lit. Hold on, I'm going to have a look on the other side. This back one definitely isn't lit, but when looking at it from the front, through the glass, it looks exactly like a lit candle. That is a clever trick. What's going on?
It's all to do with reflections. Glass always reflects about 10% of the light which hits it, depending on the glass and the coatings on the front of it. That's why you see reflections in windows all the time, and I can see reflections in your glasses at the moment. But normally, because everything else is much brighter than this fairly dim reflection, it's completely overpowered by the light which is going straight through the glass. But if the other side of the glass is very, very dark, maybe only a hundredth of as bright as the thing in front of it, then the light in front of it, the reflection, completely overpowers the image behind it, and all you can see is a reflection. But at the moment, because behind the glass is really, really dim and the candle is really bright, that 10% of reflection looks bright enough to be a candle, so you see it as a candle burning.
So it's actually only reflecting a small amount of the light, but I can see all of the light it's reflecting, and it does look like there's a candle burning on the other side. That's a very neat trick. Can people try this at home?
Yeah, all you need is a vertical piece of glass, a door or a window would work fine, and two candles, one each side. It's great for confusing your family and friends. You just line them up so the reflection is in the same place as the other candle, and then it will work beautifully.
So it should work with a normal window on a dark night?
Yep. It doesn't actually have to be pitch black either. We can turn the lights on now. You can now start to see that it's a reflection and not a real candle, a light. But you can still see the reflection. So it works quite well, even in mediumly well-lit rooms.
So yes, it does now look like a ghostly flame on the other candle, rather than both candles being lit. So is this the same sort of stuff that happens when it's a dark night, you look out through your window and all you see is yourself?
That's right. You're much more brightly lit than the stuff at the other side of the window. So all you can see is a reflection, which is much brighter than the light coming through from the other side of the window. Now, here's another great example of the same effect. You've got one of those fancy smartphones with a really bright screen, haven't you?
I have, yes. It eats through batteries when the screen's turned up bright, but here you go.
Okay, so what I want you to do is get your head so you're looking through the glass at 45 degrees. It's still vertical, but just look at it through 45 degrees.
I'm standing looking at the table, and the glass is closer to my right hand than it is to my left, at an angle of about 45 degrees. Everything looks normal so far.
Okay, now I'm going to try and put the phone so you should be able to see the reflection of it in the glass.
Okay, so Dave's putting the phone just down on the table. Oh, yes, yep, it's backwards, but I can see the home screen of my phone.
Now, if you imagine instead of a phone screen, you had a brightly lit person on there, what you'd see through the glass is a ghostly image of a person superimposed on the surroundings behind it.
Yes, I can only see the bright bits sort of floating ghost-like above the table. So if there was a person standing where the phone is, they'd need a lot of light on them, but I would be able to see them in the glass.
That's right, and if they were hidden from you, you wouldn't know they were there. And if the glass was hidden, you'd have a beautiful illusion of a ghost, which they used in Victorian theatres. It's an effect called Pepper's Ghost. But now if I open a map or some useful piece of information and put it in front of the glass, you can see the map superimposed upon the world.
Yes, I can see the map just floating above the table, rather mysteriously. So what good is making a ghost of a map?
Well, if you want to superimpose some information over your view of the world, augmented reality, you can use exactly this system. So we were just augmenting your view of the world with a map. And in fact, planes have been using this system to augment reality for 30 or 40 years. They've been superimposing useful things like altitude and speed and direction over the top of the pilot's view of the world.
So holding my phone at a squiffy angle to a sheet of glass is the same trick that pilots use to safely get people all over the world.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that pilots rely on a little bit more than the map that you can see on my phone. But that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more next week.
That was Dave Ansell joining Ben to demonstrate a trick known as Pepper's Ghost, relying on the reflective properties of glass to create semi-transparent images, like on-stage spectres or displays for pilots.
Now, although the effect is commonly known as Pepper's Ghost and attributed to John Henry Pepper, a lecturer at the Royal Polytechnic Institute in London, it seems that the idea was first patented by Henry Dirks, an engineer from Liverpool, who called it, and I love this name, the Dirksian Phantasmagoria.
Now, that is awesome.
Pepper saw this and took Dirks' idea and made a practical version that he then demonstrated in 1862 during a performance of Dickens' The Haunted Man. Now, because it was Pepper's version on stage that made it into the public consciousness, we do now call it Pepper's Ghost rather than the Dirksian Phantasmagoria. But apparently John Pepper always claimed that Dirk was due the credit, so good on him.